While he seated himself at Ivy's desk, I gave my body a quick, stern lecture that attraction was stupid and meaningless. And if said body didn't get its head in the game right this instant, there would be a punishing spin class at Marybelle's gym later. Then the winter blue eyes landed on me again, and logic fled.
"Been a long time," he said.
I attempted a smile. "Time flies, or so I'm told." He studied my face, so I took a moment to peruse his own. So familiar, yet changed. A new scar through his eyebrow gave him the slightest air of danger. The placid, polite expression did not.
"How's your mother?"
he asked. "She's well. How's yours?"
"Fine, as always."
His tone was courteous, but a thread of energy connected from his voice to my spine. An undercurrent of the something that had always fizzled between us. I relinquished any courage I'd mustered and stared at my fingers fidgeting in my lap. "That's great, and your dad?" A beat passed, then another.
"He's fine, too."
His voice had gone distant, and when I looked at him, so had his eyes. That's great. I took a sip of the water Ivy gave me. So you're working here now?" He lifted an eyebrow.
"Obviously."
"That's great." God, did I have to keep saying the same banal thing over and over again? He was going to think I'd gone mushy in the head. Another charged silence passed before he asked softly,
"What are you doing here, honeycut?"
Blinking, I shifted in my chair. "Ivy invited me."
"No, I don't want to know what you're doing here in my distillery. That part's obvious. What are you doing here in Sugar Springs after all these years? Shouldn't you be off saving the world by now or something?"
Taken aback, I resorted to defense. "Thought you were rid of me forever, huh?" A humorless smile flashed, and he looked down, then swiped a hand down his face.
"Something like that."
Why did he sound so wistful? Our relationship had always been baffling, exasperating, yet I still succumbed to the tug in my chest, the one that wanted me closer to him. My voice shrank as I answered his original question. "The place I lived. It didn't feel like home."
"Home?"
His brow creased in disbelief.
"But you never came back. Not even for holidays."
The fact that he knew I never returned warmed something in the vicinity of my belly button. Had he thought about me? Missed me? Was busy, I suppose. The truth? I couldn't afford it. But that information was mine, not his. Curiosity twinkled in his eyes, and he leaned forward in his chair.
"Busy. For 9 years. You were too busy to see your mother."
My spine stiffened. "Am I on trial here?" A faint smirk lit his face.
"Isn't a job interview a kind of trial?"
I rolled my eyes. "Semantics, Shepard. We're speaking of two different types of trials."
"Are we?"